Hello, and good afternoon, Roaring Fork Valley. This is Diane Johnson, your host for Senior Matters. And, you know, I just want to say something really quick before we get on to the show. Got a little notice that there is another fire that KDNK has brought to your attention. And just a brief on that, I-70 is closed in both directions at exit 114. At Amy's Acres and Mitchell Creek are all on pre-evacuation notice. So be aware, think safe, support your community, and help. Okay. A little bit about Senior Matters. Senior Matters is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to foster diverse educational and social programs for seniors of all ages. Senior Matters collaborates with agencies, organizations, and services to bring a wide variety of happenings of interest to our community. Our sponsored programs and activities include Tai Chi, art, bridge, and an important part of our organization is an Alzheimer's support group. And the Roaring Fork Enrichment Program, formerly known as the Roaring Fork Brain Train. Now, it is the Roaring Fork Valley's only program to support those with early memory loss and their care partners. And you know, Senior Matters, we want to be a voice for Alzheimer's. There are 50,000 of us in the U.S. who have Alzheimer's. Some of us are in beginning stages. So the more we can learn about it, the better we off we are. Also, a little note that the Alzheimer's plans are on the way for Glenwood Springs Alzheimer's March on September 22nd. Wahoo! Finally, one for our community. Remember some time ago, collaborating with Teresa Black in Grand Junction, and she heads our regional Alzheimer's support. And at that time, we needed a lot of stuff to get it together, and now it's on the plans. I'm going to talk about today's guest, and I'm going to be learning something from him, and I am wide open. Our guest is Aaron Taylor. He is the director of the Bicycle Project at Way of Compassion Foundation. Welcome, Aaron.
Thank you, Diane. Thanks for having me here. What a lovely day to be in the studio.
It is. And especially with engineer Luke beside me, because when I first started, he was always there. He still is always there. Aaron, just a little bit about what has been going on. You've been carrying out the Way of Compassion's mission statement, the bike project you started in 2009. And this, again, is under the umbrella of the Carbondale nonprofit Way of Compassion Foundation. Tell us a little bit about the Way of Compassion.
So the Way of Compassion Foundation is an organization that is really focused on bringing tools and resources, education to folks to help eliminate suffering in the world. So if we look at a definition of compassion, sometimes it's often confused with sympathy or empathy, which are necessary doorways to compassion, but compassion actually becomes out of an empathy or sympathy, you actually engage in positive actions that remove that suffering. So it actually becomes a fuel and a force, and something that you can rely upon as an energy source for you. So oftentimes we might hear people talk about compassion fatigue, but really, more accurately speaking, it would be like an empathy fatigue, where you actually fall into a despair or a disempowered kind of feeling of almost like the problems in the world are too big to actually do anything about. And really, that's a mindset that doesn't allow for an opening into what can we do, because the important question to ask ourselves with compassion is, what can we do? and what's preventing us from doing the things that we actually know will improve our lives and the lives of others. So that's really kind of a place to come from and to further define compassion as a powerful force in the world.
Whoa. Yes. And with that, my thoughts went to the place of compassion. And it is an energy that is so positive. It doesn't, for me, my thoughts, it doesn't have boundaries on it. You know, it allows you to be open honestly. You know, and you said education. Tell me a little bit about that part of Way of Compassion.
Yeah, so the Way of Compassion was started by the previous director and now sits on the board, John Bruna. And John Bruna was coming out of a monastic lifestyle looking for a way to engage in lay life again and created a foundation for himself to be able to start to engage in teachings. He's a counselor by training as well, and he has a monastic background. So he really felt like he had some tools and resources that people could benefit from. And was using the Way of Compassion as an avenue for basically coming back into lay life and functioning in a non-monastic community. And that program has now grown, and it has become an umbrella for different programs. So the three local programs that we have are the Bike Project, which was started back in 2009, was brought under the Way of Compassion in 2017. And we have Way of Compassion Dharma Center, which provides Buddhist Dharma teachings, meditations, instruction in that way. And then we also have a Compassion Festival, which is coming up here August 17, 18, 19, is our first annual festival. And the idea of that festival is really to highlight people who are making a real positive difference in the world and taking concrete action to making the world a better place, engaging in compassion and action. And we have a full schedule of events for that first year festival that is coming right up.
Where?
So that's going to be located at the Third Street Center. We are going to be using the community hall, which used to be called the gym, just got renamed.
It's beautiful too, isn't it? I'm so excited about that for all of us. Okay.
So we're going to be doing for anywhere from local to international film festival there, doing two feature films and 16 short films. We are going to be hosting a workshop series that's allowing people to engage in the learning of compassionate tools for self. We will have free activities for kids as far as an amazing program called Start With Hello, which came out of the Sandy Hook shootings. And this idea of how do we prevent these acts of violence in school? And there was a Sandy Hook promise that came out of that, was basically a way to start engaging in ways to make positive change, compassion in action. And a program that was a sub-program is Start With Hello, which is tools for kids to recognize when they see isolated children in their classrooms, and how do you engage with them? How do you bring them into the group? How do you use that as a basis for creating community? Because a lot of what's happening is they're finding out that these acts of violence come from a place of isolation.
I hear that, and I am so glad that information is now becoming more available. Our children are so important how we help them to become whole, spiritual, loving beings. And it's, by the way, it's work for parents.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So on that for a moment, the children's program, is this including the parents?
Yeah, parents are welcome. I mean, it's helpful tools for parents to hear this as well. So a local woman, Jen Close, is going to be presenting that on as a workshop on Saturday on the 18th. And it's a free, open-to-the-public event that anyone could come and attend to really hear about the Start With Hello program. And there has been a local, it has gone through the local school system here as well. So,
perfect. Mm-hmm. While we're on this, will you please get to our public website information, contact information, because I want to hit that again, too. I want people to know how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, absolutely. My phone number is all over the place now. So,
well, you know,
I'm happy to. No,
your website information is fine if you're comfortable.
Yeah, and my phone number is on there too, so
Yay. People
can find me. But the website for the foundation is wocompassion.org. The festival in particular is compassionfest.world. And so that is where you can purchase tickets. You can look at our schedule. You can see the different guests that we have attending. I mean, I was just filling out the attendee list for what we're going to have for an interfaith panel discussion on compassion in action. So we've got Rabbi Emily Siegel from the Aspen area. We've got John Bruna from the Way of Compassion Foundation, and Lance Norton, who runs Saloon Du Coffee over at the Third Street Center and is a pastor of the Mid Valley Church. And then we also have the moderator is going to be from Grassroots TV, John Masters.
Good.
So he's going to be a moderator. And we have a few others that we have one more request out for somebody. And there's one more I'm forgetting. It'll come to me. I'll let you know.
Yeah. I know. And he's not a senior. I can get away with. I can't remember. It'll come to me. Tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. I'd be happy to. What would you like to know, Diane?
All right. I know your name. I know your name is Aaron Taylor.
Yeah.
I know you have been here 10, 11 years. You moved from where? Your background is?
Let's go back to just before Carbondale. I worked up in Aspen at the Aspen Center for Environmental Studies. So, which my background in environmental science came from Colorado State University, which is actually one of the seeds of where I started to get interested in a community bike program, because I was running and I was managing a shop on campus called the Center Bike Shop.
Okay.
And the Center Bike Shop's focus was for students, and in particular for students that needed transportation. So I really took a great interest in providing that idea of bicycle commuting for people. And we also, in a portion of what we did, was teach classes to students on how to maintain their bicycles as well. And all of those seeds have kind of come into a harvest of what the bicycle program is here in Carbondale, providing education and open shop space for people to come work on their own bicycles, a place for people to come and be a part of a community. And it really is... there's an interesting aspect of bicycles where there's bikes that fall through the cracks.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the bikes mm-hmm. that end up in the trash, and mm-hmm. the reason being is that oftentimes it doesn't make sense to repair that bike at the cost of what it might be.
So if we can
offer a place for people to come to offer donations, as we ask for a $10 per hour donation if people are working on their own bikes with our assistance, and they can actually get their repair done for it's a different style because you're learning. It takes a little bit longer, but it also you can do kind of pieces of your bike mm-hmm. and keep it mm-hmm. running.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes a different thing. There's plenty of wonderful bike shops in the area that do amazing work with lots of bikes. And there's just another section of people who they can benefit from this other program. So it's just simply another resource.
Yeah, I really like that. And what I really like is that, one, you've got a great space at Third Street Center. I remember the doors being open and the start of the setup in there. And I do believe it was you I had talked with. It was so long ago. And when you told me about what you were doing, kind of set me back. And I'm thinking, he's got a program where repairing bikes. He wants to repair bikes. Well, that's really interesting. Didn't know the Way of Compassion was part of this. And I thought, who's going to come and bring their bikes? Now, I know you will and have been having people come in and bring your bikes. The one beautiful thing about Carbondale, as I drive down Main Street, as we drive down every street, people are bicycling. We have bike racks all over town. People are bicycling. And I Yeah. I bought a 10-speed a couple of years ago and tried that out and went down my lane where there's a lot of dirt and gravel. Beautiful bike, you know. I was so proud of me getting on this beautiful bike. And I went down a little bit and I said, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this. I bought a three-wheeler, the one that we old ladies at Crystal Meadows will be riding around town. But the point, seniors, this is an excellent exercise. Go in your garage, go in your shed, go in your storage space, find that bicycle. I think it's a, you know, something that we all need to do. We all need to get out and ride these, get a good, healthy exercise. I have a question about your repairs. And so you have people donating parts, just parts, period?
We have the community's an outpouring of support as far as their bicycles.
He's smiling. Smiling when he says that. What a wonderful gift that is.
Yeah. It's been wonderful. I mean, the amount of bikes we get is enormous. From what I can tell, I haven't experienced it in any other way, is that the old broken down bicycles is an unlimited resource ever since the day I've started this. So from my perspective, in my world, since 2009, I've always had more bikes than I can handle. And so right now, currently, we have about probably 150 bikes that are just sitting in a pile. And there's other people around the local area that are interested in giving us more. And so there's this really interesting dynamic to take into consideration is the storage that we're able to have. And then where do these bikes go? And so we kind of do like a triage system, and we make sure that ones that are really nice and functional get back out in the world quickly. We use some for fundraising bikes. Other ones we determine go to an organization, Bikes for Humanity. So they're a company that sends bikes to Africa currently, and they package up hundreds of bikes all at the same time, putting them in a shipping container, and then putting a bike shop within them with the tools and resources necessary to maintain those bicycles. They send it to a more remote place in Africa that has been predetermined as a place where it would be useful. And they give some bikes away to social workers, some to healthcare workers, some to teachers. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of them are sold, and they create a small kind of economy around the bicycle there. And there are, I believe, volunteers or paid individuals that go and help train mechanics. So help train locals to be mechanics and start to fill those jobs in. So they'll actually get many of our bikes. We just sent 35 to them. There's two lovely people in Glenwood who are heading up that operation, Andrew and Ellie, for our local chapter of Bikes for Humanity. And then other bikes actually go to the recycle bin. So we'll pull the parts we need and we will recycle the metals. Yeah.
Something on the news recently was where someone stole this truck. And the truck was full of bicycles. And those bicycles were supposed to go to families in need, those that didn't have. And they did recover the truck. And if I recall, most of the bicycles were had been taken out of the truck. So it's just amazing what people will do. One of the questions I have, I see families, males, females, children, and I see the bicycle rider towing the child's cart. What is that called, and do you repair those?
It'd be like a bicycle trailer.
Is that what it, with the children sitting in it?
Yeah.
Or a bicycle, okay.
Yeah, bicycle trailer with kids. Yeah, we repair those. We don't really do fabrics.
Okay.
So oftentimes the sun will kind of destroy fabrics pretty quickly in comparison to the other parts. So sometimes people actually end up making little trailers to pull around their cargo out of those that have lost their coverings. But yeah, we get those donated as well on occasion. And I think one of the interesting things behind the bicycle project was this idea of how do you change somebody's behavior for if people reach for their bicycle versus car keys for, let's say, just around town trips.
Right.
You know, what would that be like? How would that shift our environment? How would that shift the way we interact with one another on the streets? And you start to live more out in your communities than in your car. And I think those are the encouraging things, is that really what it comes down to is, how can people enjoy their bicycles? And how can you have a nice experience with the bicycle so that you do want to change that behavior? And it doesn't take, my hypothesis is, it doesn't take long to actually shift a behavior, a habit, if you actually put a little intention and attention on that for a short period of time, say a month or 2 weeks.
Okay.
And so to think about our actions consciously and to recognize that, you know, the bike isn't the best choice for all trips, but it might be a very good choice mm-hmm. for many trips.
You know, the bicycle being used in our community, you're right, about some trips, it's really good. We have the bike paths, we have the town area where people can ride their bikes. My biggest concern has been watching them go through the roundabout, you know,
right.
or riding their bikes across the walkway, you know, not letting the drivers know. But then again, most of those are people who are really seasoned in their bike riding, which I think are a lot of the younger young adults, you know. Just want to let everyone know, I am Diane Johnson, your host for Senior Matters, and we're talking to Aaron Taylor, who is the director of the Bicycle Project at Way of Compassion Foundation. And something I think is really important, and Aaron and I briefly talked about that before coming into the studio, and now knowing that there is another fire in our community makes it seem so much more of an important place to be at the moment. Aaron, thinking of all the people that are out there that have been supporting and our community and taking care of our community, all of the firefighters out there, all of the people that are involved in this, the volunteers, would you please give a moment to honor them for us?
Yeah, I think what's important to think about is, for the moment, what we attend to is our reality. That's a quote I come back to often. And right now our reality is has fires. It has people out there performing these amazing tasks to prevent structures from burning, from people from losing their lives. And so often that's not in our awareness. It's not what we're attending to. But to remember that, you know, all of these organizations, whether they be firefighters, police, whether they be people running nonprofits, whether they be people like, you know, Senior Matters who are that, if we bring a little awareness to remember that they're out there, that they're actually always there, maintaining their training, maintaining the ability to be there when they need to, then that actually starts to bring a broader perspective of reality. And one of the things that I like about compassion most is that wisdom is compassion. So wisdom, seeing clearly, actually allows us to live in reality, which is less suffering. And so if we can bring a more realistic picture of our world, instead of being absorbed in a very myopic, singular point of something we might hear on the news, to broaden out and recognize that all of these things are going on all the time, even when it's not in our awareness. People are trained. People are, they are dedicating their lives to helping people. And that's really, I think, where a bringing of awareness around what we're hoping to do with Compassion Festival, and to bring into awareness the idea that there's so many wonderful things that people are doing, that we want to highlight those, bring them to our awareness to recognize a realistic picture of reality.
And I want to say again, you're having a festival August 17th, 18th, and 19th. I also want to say this to you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Luke, thank you for being here also. I am in support of your incredible bike project. And this is Diane Johnson saying, remember, the more you work your mind, the greater the cognitive reserve, and the greater your reserve, the greater your ability to withstand the inevitable challenges of aging. Read, walk, talk, share life, live it up, and dance.
And come see Shauna Foster, the one person I had forgotten. Shauna Foster of the TRUU, Unitarian Universalists.
Thank you so much. Good day, everyone. Enjoy the sunshine. Visitors, enjoy Carbondale. This is our town. It's a great one.